Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome back to the Think Loud Crew podcast. I did not do the intro because I honestly don't have it on my phone. And as you can see, Kyle and Shannon are not here. Shannon's not feeling well and Kyle's running late, but it's all good. We do have a special guest on today. I'm going to introduce Chad.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Chad is new to the podcast world, but he's definitely not new to social media or anything like that.
No.
My sister found him on TikTok, where you go viral.
Yes, that's me. I'm that guy.
He said, yes, that's me. I go viral. So Chad is, I don't want to say it wrong, so don't, hard of hearing?
Yeah, I'm hard of hearing.
All right. So we're just going to jump right into it. My sister showed me your page, and she's like, I want to have Chad on the podcast. I told Chad the story that I've told you guys before about how I got, like, attacked when I was talking about baby sign language versus, like, ASL. So I thought it was pretty cool to have you on. I don't know much about the hard of hearing community versus the deaf community, and I'm guessing those are separate.
they're both the same thing, in my opinion. But, you know, I feel like deaf people feel like they, some are welcoming and others feel like, nah, it's like they have to have their own separate group. So it's kind of like a yes and no answer.
So what's the I feel like this is another dumb question. What is the difference between deaf and hard of hearing?
So hard of hearing is like you can hear with like you have a hearing aid on. So like mm-hmm. me, I'm hard of hearing. But then like without the hearing aid, some can identify saying like, oh, I'm deaf. Others may still say like I'm hard of hearing, just depending on the various of their hearing loss.
Okay.
So like me, my right side and my worst side is I'm profound. So that's like very low, close to deaf. But like on my left side, my better ear is moderate. So it's kind of like in the middle.
Okay. So if you take your hearing aid out, could you hear me on the left side and not the right side?
I could hear just a little bit, but I can read lips. So like as long as you don't have a mask on.
So you hated COVID times?
Man, COVID was the worst of my life. Like I was like, man, really struggling trying to hear everybody because like they had the plexiglass. Some people had like double mask on, so it was like even worse. I was like, what? So I'm relying on voice. So like mm-hmm. how loud you talk to me. So,
oh, okay.
Like I had to like kind of guess what you're saying and then like put the words together in a sense like, okay, like this is what you're saying.
Dang. I never, to be completely honest, I feel like now I feel ignorant that I never thought about the mask and if someone was deaf or hard of hearing. But I do remember there was like clear mask.
Yeah. I had that, but it felt kind of strange because, like, as you're talking and when you're breathing sometime, it starts to, like, fog up.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it wasn't clear when I'm speaking. Or, like, the person that has it trying to communicate with me, I was, like, kind of, like, guessing. Like,
so it was a guessing game.
And articulate what they're saying. But, I mean, majority of the time they had, like, the mask on or, like, the helmet. Like, they had some weird stuff. They had, like, a helmet. They had, like, a brown paper bag. I was like, what is up with these people? They'd be trying to get all creative and stuff. Like, it was just different.
I'm done. Okay, so let's learn a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Born and raised in Los Angeles, California. I have a younger brother and two older half-sisters. I'm the only one that's hard of hearing on my mom's side of the family. But I found out recently I have a hard of hearing cousin, little cousin, girl cousin, on my dad's side of the family. So that's kind of cool to have yeah. someone I can relate with.
Yeah. Were you, I'm just going to apologize now if any of my questions are ignorant or not correct. So don't cancel me out.
Nah, don't cancel her.
She don't cancel
she
me because I'm genuinely.
She's learning.
I'm don't trying
worry.
To learn.
She's learning, that's all.
So I watched this cooking show. This is you're going to be like, what, why do you have to set up the question like this? But I watched this cooking show, and I think it's called Bake Squad. And one of the ladies on there is hard of hearing, but she says that she got into, like, an accident, and then that caused it.
Okay.
So for you, were you born hard of hearing, or did something happen, and then you became hard of hearing?
So my mom was in labor with me for maybe about 17, 19 hours, I believe. And prior to for me coming out of her, it was about 2 hours before I came out. They said that my mom had a high fever. So they suggested her giving her medicine, which is called gentamicin, that caused my hearing loss. My hearing loss. And once I came out, they thought I was normal, but I had a hearing loss already just from the medicine. And everybody thinks I'm fine at this point, but when I went to school, I believe I was around like 3 years old, and I guess the teacher was trying to call me from behind me, but they said I wasn't being responsive. So when I wasn't being responsive, I wasn't being like.
But I thought they test babies at the hospital for hearing.
Yes, but at that time when I was born, they didn't test. So
I never knew that.
Yeah, so I'm a 97 baby. So
I was about to say, when were you born? Hi. So mad. Traffic is
ugly, huh?
Disgusting.
It's almost as ugly as your
my eyebrows?
Voice.
Wow, that's cold.
I lost my voice. So this is day 3, and I actually sound great compared to like the last 2 days.
she sends us voice notes on text, and literally me and Shannon are like, stop sending us voice notes, just text. Like,
is that text one too?
Yes. Okay, Kyle just got here, guys. But the topic we're on right now with Chad is I was asking him if he was born hard of hearing or if something happened and then he became hard of hearing. His mom was in labor for 17 plus hours. The last 2 hours, they gave her some medicine. That medicine caused his hard of hearing, which I just think is freaking crazy. Do we have a lawsuit?
Yeah, I was going to say, was there a lawsuit?
I haven't filed a lawsuit just yet, but
Chad!
Hey, I mean,
how do you say I'm mad at you?
I'm mad at you.
She sent me a message this morning and I recognized it. I was really happy. She sent a group chat. She was saying, dumb bitch.
I asked her if she was
going to. She said that this morning. I was like, oh, there she go.
If she was going to stop to get coffee before she came and she said, no, I have to get gas.
And I gas.
I took a video. I was like, yeah, okay.
You're like, you're not this morning.
I know that one.
Okay, we're getting off subject because I'm really interested because now I'm like, how is there not.
When did the testing actually start?
That's what I want to know now. Yeah.
So,
you were 3 years old. You were at school.
3 years old.
Teacher called you from the back.
They tried to call me from behind, and I wasn't being responsive. So they told my parents, like, he's not being responsive when we call his name from behind. So you should get his hearing checked. So go to the audiologist, and then they said that I have a hearing loss. So when they told me that, and my parents were confused, like, where's that? How'd that come about?
Yeah.
So they were doing the research, and they said that the medicine that was given to my mom while she was in labor with me, that affected my hearing loss. So they said that gentamicin is the number one case of hearing loss. So,
is it an optional medicine? Like, is this a medicine that everybody gets? Or I wonder
if
like,
it was something that it was a requirement.
Right.
Yeah, so they suggested it. But, I mean, you don't have to take it.
Yeah,
but
you don't know, though.
So, at that time, my mom didn't know. So, she just took it.
Yeah.
So, now, like, after that incident, it just made her more aware of what the doctors are giving to, like, my grandma or myself and, like, my brother as well. So, they thought my brother had a hearing loss, too. So, they made him get a hearing test and have hearing aid just for a short period of time. But they realized, okay, he's fine. So.
He just was listening.
Yeah. They're like, that boy,
he was just ignoring us.
That
was like me in middle school. I really wanted glasses, and I lied on my sight test at school. There was nothing wrong with me. I just wanted glasses because I wanted glasses.
They gave it to you prescriptive? Like,
yeah, I had a quote-unquote stigmatism. That was fine.
She was like, I want it to look cute. That's it.
Basically.
Not basically. Jesus.
Like, I want the new style up in here.
I'm done.
Young
okay,
and
so
ignorant.
Is that even a lawsuit or is it just?
It can be a lawsuit, yeah, most definitely, because, I mean, they didn't inform my mom, like, what the side effect could be a hearing loss. So.
And if they now know, like, this is something that has caused hearing loss.
Right.
Babies in general, like it's almost like with the Johnson & Johnson, like the baby powder, the talc in the baby powder, how it became like a class action lawsuit. So,
I mean, there are different ways to have like a hearing loss, like medicine, like meningitis, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. High fever can get you a hearing loss. So, a lot of people can have different things that can cause the hearing loss. So, like mine, gentamicin. So,
met somebody else in the hard of hearing community that lost their hearing because of the same reason you have?
I can't recall, but I know most of them lost at birth or just born deaf or hard of hearing. Some are like high fever when they be like in teens or like.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, everyone is different. So you never know when you can lose your hearing, you know. So
that's
interesting.
Everyone has a different backstory. So yeah.
Do you like telling your story?
I'm used to it. I mean, I tell like people, like everyone always wants to know. Like when I went to college at the time or like my coworkers, you know. So I mean, I enjoy the hard hearing life when I have my hearing aids on and enjoy like in the human world, but then sometimes I don't like to hear it at all, so I just take them out.
Take them out.
Yeah. Like sometimes like some noise could be too loud or that mm-hmm. can like ring my ears or like my hearing never go off, and it's just like it's just irritating sometimes. So.
If we were dating,
uh-huh,
and we were in an argument, and you took your hearing aids off, ooh.
Just no, I did that one time to my mom. My mom said, "Oh hell,
no. Oh hell no, I my would mom, go crazy."
She almost lost her goddamn mind.
I feel like that's like the ultimate, like, yeah, I'm not yeah, listening. Like,
I'm not listening. You say I'm walking what? Away.
I beg your pardon?
That's funny.
Oh, my God!
I need, like, a giant, like, whiteboard. I would just start whiting it out and say, you going to see this today.
Just imagine. Today. You're arguing with your man, and he's like, yeah, goodbye.
You're like, I ain't hearing nothing. I'm not going to read nothing with you writing down. Definitely, I'm going back to my room.
I'm all the way done. Oh, my God. Okay, so you went to high school in L.A.
Yeah, I did. I went to Palisades High School.
Okay, so you're from out here. She was like, where is he from? I was like, girl.
But he went to college in D.C.
Okay, did
yeah,
you go
to college in D.C.?
What is it, Gallaudet?
Gallaudet University.
Oh, is it Gallaudet?
Yeah. What is that?
What was that?
What?
Oh, it's in D.C. It's the deaf university. It's the only deaf university in the world.
Wait, I didn't know it was the only one.
Yeah.
So I just moved back from D.C. not too long ago, okay. And it's near, like, Union Market or something.
Yeah, right. It's right across the
street from Union Market. So, like, I would see people all the time, and I'd just be like, hi. Like, I want to know so bad how to communicate because it's, yeah. Like, why not, first of all?
Most definitely. I mean, it's the language that I feel like everyone should know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, they should have it, like, at least required for, like, middle school and high school or even college so they can know how to communicate.
And, like, I'm very expressive. Like, when I talk with my hands. And Cheyenne's daughter, Ryder, she talks with her hands, too, right. To the point where she thinks she is signing at times.
Right.
Because she's like,
but you know what the thing? Sometimes some people are so expressive when they use their hands. Sometimes they don't know they're signing. Like, some words you actually gesturing is a sign. So some people don't know that.
Mm.
So like when I be teaching on my TikTok, some people are like, oh, that's like I used that sign before.
Yeah.
So it's like it's kind of like an instant.
Yeah.
Without knowing.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because you know if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com. So because your college was the only deaf college in the world, was it hard to get into?
So
that's a good question.
Mind you, I didn't know nothing about deaf university. I didn't know about deaf soccer player, nothing. Like, I play soccer, so I've been playing since I was three. And one day, my mom met a player at an event, and she was like, "Oh yeah, my son Chad, he's hard to hear." And he was like, "Oh yeah, bring him out." So I was like, deaf people like play with soccer with me? Like, nah, I'm used to the hearing world, so I'm gonna play with them. I was adamant. I was like, they're not. She's like, "You should give it a try at least." I was like, "All right." So it was in Dallas, Texas. That was my first time, I remember. And I flew out, went in. Next morning, I met the guys. I was like, damn, like, this is different. Like,
How old were you?
I was 19. This was 2017.
Okay.
So I was 19. And mind you, this was my first time flying by myself. So I was like, kind of like nervous. So
yeah.
Oh my gosh, now I have so many questions.
Yeah, so it was different. So I was like, okay, now I gotta be like a real man, like learn how to find the gates and terminals and whatnot. So I go meet the guys. Everyone's cool, like they're all just like me, hard of hearing, deaf. Mind you, some of them are deaf, like they signing. I'm like, what are they saying? Like, I had no clue. I didn't know sign language at this time. So
wait, stop.
Interesting.
You didn't know sign language. You went to Palisades, which, if you guys don't know, Palisades is not like a
hard of hearing
or deaf. It's just a regular school.
Right, I was mainstream all my life, so.
He said I was mainstream all my life. This is the terminology that I'm learning right now. It's very like.
So at 19, you knew no sign language.
No. So.
Did you know how to read lips?
Yeah, I read lips, so.
Back then, you could read lips also?
Yeah, like, majority of the time when I talk to somebody like you guys, I'm looking at your lips, like, I'm not even making eye contact with
I should have waxed.
Good thing you did, like, I'm like, girl, you got a little mustache there.
Mine is here.
I'm like, did I wax lately?
I feel like a real auntie when the hair grows in.
Don't look too hard at our lips. Okay.
I need some lip gloss now. Come on.
Right. I'm like, should we have done something?
The attention down more to the left, like not to the right here. No.
Okay, so at 19, you know how to read lips, but you don't know how to sign.
Yeah, I did not know how to sign.
When in terms of reading lips, was that something like a skill you had to develop or like be taught, or is it something you just like pick up with time?
I was self-taught. So as a kid, I was just always reading lips. So like, I had to go to speech therapy because of my hearing loss. So when I was there learning, I would realize I was just looking at his lips. I was not reading his eyes. So I was like, okay, like, this is something that like,
this is I haven't doing.
So
yeah,
that just gravitates towards on, and then it just stuck with me from here on out.
No way. So when you met the soccer players, were they signing to you?
Some were signing. I was like, what the hell are they saying? Like, and then at the time we had an interpreter, so I was like, okay, cool. Like, she's like voicing, and then my coaches are hearing, so they could talk. So I was like, okay, cool. I can understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
And then I remember the first training, we're all about to start warming up, and they're like, all hearing aids and cochlear implants off. I'm like, what? Like, we playing deaf now? Like, this is. This is not what I'm used to. Like, I'm got my hearing aids on at all times, so I can hear what's being said and whatnot. So they're like, hearing aids off. So I'm like kind of being slick, like keeping it on, practicing. And then they're like, you got to take it off. If you don't take it off, you could get in trouble, like playing in the real international friendly or Deaf World Cup, Deaf Olympic. I was like, oh, okay. So I took it off. Everything going fine. And then when practice over, I see everybody put it back on. So I was like, okay, so I can put it back on and hear what I'm normally hearing. So I was like, damn, this is like an eye opener. Like, would have never thought I would be playing without my hearing aids. Unless it's like raining, then I'll take it off, yeah. But mm-hmm. not during a real game, like when it's sunny out and against other players.
Yeah.
So, during practice, were there like visual aids to help? Like,
how does it? They're not visual, but I know with football, like they have like a drum, like a beat. It's like you hit it so hard that the player can feel the vibration. Mm. So that will give them the sign, like, okay, you can attack or
to stop. Because if you can't hear necessarily like the whistle,
yeah.
How do you know like to stop?
So with that, the referee in the middle has the flag, mm-hmm. just like the referee on the side on both ends of the field. They both have a flag, but the referee has a flag in the middle. And like, for example, like if a play is dead or someone's hurt, whatnot, everybody put their hands up. Mm. So that means that's a sign of like, okay, stop what you're doing. Like, something happened back then.
Did you say if a player is dead?
Like a player like is the dead. Play is dead.
Oh, the
play.
I'm like, are people dying in that like, much nah. that y'all know to put your hands up?
Nah.
He's dead.
He's like, everybody on the ground. Put your hands behind your back. Nah, I never like that.
At first I heard what you heard, and then I was like, no, when the play is dead.
Yeah,
play
okay.
Is dead. Nah, she's on deaf too. That's great.
I'm about to get a hearing aid.
Oh, man, she got to get a hearing aid too.
I'm like, wait, did I hear that wrong? Okay, that's sorry.
So now you can know it.
Shine's like, wait. I'm like, hold on, what kind of soccer are you playing? Squid game version.
Summer game.
All right, so at what point did you learn sign language?
So after that training, there was a goalkeeper. He was an assistant coach at the time at Gallaudet University. And we were communicating, but mind you, we were texting because I didn't know sign. So that was a way of our communication. So the coach contacted me, and I was kind of like, what's this school about? So I had to like kind of do my own research, and I was like, this is different, like a deaf university, I've never heard of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this all the way in the east side, mm-hmm. east coast. And
it's huge. Like, to me it was big, just because I would see the people. Like, to me it seemed like a big community.
Yeah,
like,
it's definitely a big community, most definitely.
I don't know about how big the school is.
But. Yeah, like, it's like everyone knows everyone, you know, because most of them grew up together. Because mm-hmm. they went to a deaf school together, elementary, middle school, high school. So they all know each other through mm-hmm. that. And me, I'm new, so I'm like just barely learning about the community. So I go to visit. And it's small, so I'm like, this is different. Like, it feels like middle school vibe, but I mean, just based on what it looks like, it's so small, and it's different. And I'm like, everyone's signing. I'm like, wow, like this is different for me. So, I thought it was cool, and then I go back because I got accepted, and I'm like, okay. So my mom, my brother comes, and I remember. First, getting on campus because I had to go early for a program of learning ASL. So because mm-hmm. it's like a beginning program. So by the time I get into my first class, like I'm gonna be learning more, but mm-hmm. I know just the basics at that time.
Yeah.
So I go in and then I go to my dorm and I'm over here like hitting the button, like all right, trying to figure out like is somebody gonna enter the door, and then I forgot I had a key, so I was like, all right, I'm opening it, and then. As I just opened it, the dude opened the door. So I was like, what's up, bro? Just talking. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, what up, bro? Oh, cool. I got somebody that can talk. So he was hard to hear, just like me, and we're both Jamaican. So I was like, all right, dope. So, so we got a good vibe.
He said, I could do this.
Right. Yeah. He said, all right, he's talking to me. Good.
For sure. And then he played football. So we're like looking around in the room, and then I see a button by the door. So I'm like playing with it. And as soon as it hit the first time, the lights went off. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the hell? So I play with it again. I'm like, it's flickering. So I'm like, what's this do? And he was like, when you do that, that means someone's at the door. I was like, oh. So that was like an eye-opening new experience because I didn't know that could mean that, oh, someone's at the door trying to come in. But, you know.
This was almost like a whole new world for you.
Most definitely, but just me, I'm like a private person because I like to be in my own space. But like some people like to leave the door open or just the door unlocks. And I'm like, nah, this is not it.
Yeah.
So, so that experience was like, wow, like, this is something new that I'm not used to.
Kind of going off of what you said in terms of it being a new experience, did you feel like, did you ever feel like ostracized or alienated?
I didn't feel alienated. I mean, just because, like, I had some soccer teammates that were just joining, learning ASL just like me. So I felt like, okay, like, I can get along with these guys and
we could help each other out. Did you feel like, oh, like, here are my people, like here's a community where I'm learning things that, like, actually apply to me or can, I don't know if this is the way to say it, but, like, enhance your world and making it almost like, here are the tools you need.
Yeah, like, most definitely. Life. Like, it's another language added to my books so I can communicate with my deaf friends and deaf soccer teammates. So, like, that definitely helped out because when I went back to my deaf national team, I could sign with them, you know, to have, like, actual conversation instead of, like, relying on the interpreter or just, like, trying to articulate my mouth so they can read my lips.
Okay.
So they could understand what I'm saying, you know? So,
yeah.
I'm definitely, like, grateful and thankful for that opportunity so I can have that added to my books another language. And
growing up, did your parents ever look at the idea of sending you to, like, a deaf school in LA for middle school or high school?
No, but I recall that I was in I believe it was like pre-K or something like that. And I was in we call it oral lingua. And it was like a hard to hearing, like, kind of like deaf school where we learned how to talk. But I remember that we didn't sign. So it was more of just like articulating and learning how to, it's like basically like speech therapy.
Yeah.
Something like that. And before that, I remember my mom was like, she took me to an event or like a kid, deaf and hearing kid, something like that along those lines. And we were both looking like, what the hell is this? Like, everybody's just signing. And my mom was like, nah, this not
it. Like, this is reminding me like our family vibes, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like,
hey, kid, like, this awkward, is for like, you, but like, what's
my mom's
going
like,
on?
Hell to the nah, he gonna talk. So I was like,
I think I like your mom.
Yeah. Do you think your mom would come on and like talk to us?
I mean, I could ask. I don't think she would have an issue with it.
Because it's like, I think it's really cool when you hear like your experience versus like as a parent. Because like, I know for me sometimes I'm navigating new spaces and like I may hear someone who I'm like, oh, my kid's going to be like this or this is an environment my kid may be in. But it's like as a parent sometimes you need like that reassurance or just to hear other perspectives so that you can be like, hey, I'm either taking the right steps or what did you think about your experience? Like, do you wish that you had maybe learned sign language earlier or, you know, just, are there things that you wish or would have done different or now that you're aware of like what tools are available for like the hard of hearing and deaf communities?
I feel like it would have been nice maybe, yes, early on in life to like know sign language, most definitely. But I feel like it's never too late, you know? So it's always like any language you learn is never too late, regardless of the age and that sort. So it's like the people that I'd be teaching in the different age ranges. So it's like that's dope because, you know, they're willing to learn and try to learn how to communicate with hard of hearing deaf people.
Do or does anybody in your family that is hearing, do they know sign language or did they learn sign language to communicate with you?
No, like nobody knows sign. I mean, actually, I could take that back. I think one of my cousins know like the basics, just like finger spelling, you know? So it's cool. But I mean, I came from a hearing family, so I'm always talking with them. So
sign with them?
I just sign just to be funny. And they're like, what'd you say? I'm like, all right, don't worry about it. You don't want
to. You don't have to learn.
Right. You have to learn. Like,
Catch on.
Okay, so I feel like a lot of people are going to want to know, how did you become TikTok famous?
So I believe this was like March or April, something like that. And before that, my friend Shaheem, if you all know, I'll be making videos with him, like ASL songs, skits, whatever's trending on TikTok. And he kind of like encouraged me. He was like, hey, bro, you should teach ASL. And even my coworkers would encourage me as well. So I was like, nah, like I'm not doing that. Like, that's not me. And they're like, being persistent. I was like, they're not. I'm adamant. I'm not doing it. And they're like, come on, like, it'll be cool. So I'm like, okay, let me just do it so they can get off my ass, whatever. So
what made you not want to do it?
I was just like, not, I didn't feel like it was something that I would want to post on my page. Like, it was just something, it just didn't stick with me, you know? I mean, I can sign with people, yeah, but I didn't feel like it would draw attention, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was posting some sign video, but it wasn't doing, it was getting a little view, but it wasn't nothing major. And then I remembered Sunday, and I was gonna go to see Shaheem after, but I was at work. And mind you, I'm like signing in the corner, like where nobody's looking at me and shit, like, you know, doing my little sign here and there, whatnot. And then I remember it, I posted a video saying, I will beat your ass.
Oh,
at the end, they wasn't expecting. I said, dumb bitch. And everybody was like, whoa, like, that was so cold for us. Like, damn, like.
Is that the dumb bitch video that is, like, pinned on your page?
Yeah, so that's a separate video. So
that one has, like, over, like, 13 million views.
Yeah, because everyone kept asking. They were like, how you say that? Because I guess I said it so fast that the video cut at the end. They're like,
hold on.
Go back. Like, we're trying to see what you said on that part. So I made a separate video, and then I remembered that video was already at like 600,000 that night. I was like, okay, it's gonna be like one of my old viral video back then. And wake up, it's already past like 1.5 million views in the morning. I'm like, damn, like what the hell? Like,
okay,
this is cool, whatever.
This is cool, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like it's cool.
He's like, all right, million views, dumb bitch.
Yeah, so I posted that, and I wake up, and I'm just like, okay, cool, whatever. So later on, as I'm going about my day, and I'm still at work, mind you, and it's going out. It's like still getting views. I'm like, damn, okay, like, cool, 2 million. Next day, 3.5. I'm like, okay, like, this is
doing going, something.
You just look at your phone every day.
Like, I'm like, mind, I'm at work, like, oh, it's my notification's over 99 plus. I'm like,
he's
okay.
He's at work like, hey, yo, look. Look what I did.
It's still coming.
Look what I did.
Yeah, mind you, my coworkers already saying it. And I'm like, dang, y'all learn that quick. Like,
did you realize at the time you were going viral?
I didn't know, but as I would post more videos throughout the day, and then even on my days off, I would post like even more. Like, I would put in that crazy work, like tons of videos. And then I see my followers going up. I was like, oh. Because mind you, I was at like 20,000 for like a long time. So I was like, oh, this is cool. 100,000 every day. I'm like, what the hell? Like, this is not what I was expecting. Like, 100,000 every day. And then
your friend Shaheem, was he looking at you like, damn, bro?
He's like, bro, I'm like,
what does this mean?
That means like, I'm going up, like I'm making progress.
Okay, if you guys are listening, like in your car, at work, or in the shower, you need to watch the YouTube because Chad, like low key signs, he's like hiding his signs, but
yeah, like my hands are like down here.
I feel like you want a sign, but you're like holding it in.
Don't be shy.
So you can definitely sign while you talk because we do have a lot of viewers on YouTube that I feel like are gonna want to see you do something.
Something funny.
Do something funny.
Oh, I know funny.
Funny.
Oh, that's funny, dumb bitch.
Yeah, I said that.
No.
Y'all funny.
I've shown my son sign language before. Like, we'll watch videos, but it's usually like older people or like white people. And like, I think that representation really, really matters in this moment because for him, he was like, oh, can you take me back to that guy? Like, where's that cool guy who was doing the signs? And it made me really happy because, you know, some of them, you're cussing and so I'm like really trying to weed through them as a parent.
Yeah.
I think that was like one of my first comments to you. I was like, my son really likes your stuff, but I'm like, there's just so much, like, you know, people are asking him like, hey, how do you say this? How do you say that? And like, he'll do the responses. But I think that representation, it really opened up a whole world of me because I know a few people who are hard of hearing and deaf, but they were never within like the Black community.
Okay.
So when I saw your stuff, it opened me up to this whole world where I was like, here are the black people. No,
I get what you're saying.
I'm always like, where are the black people at? Like, I know we exist in these. I'm about to be doing these signs all day. They're going to be like, what is this girl doing? I'll be like, I hope I'm saying I'm hiding. But yeah, I think that representation really
is important.
It is so important. And in terms of like trying to inspire like the younger generation or even me, I was like, yes, Chad, like I didn't even know you.
She sends your page a lot. Yeah. And then I'm literally in the bed like,
bro,
doing this shit. I'm like, bitch. Okay, bitch. All right. Now facial expression with it. Get mad with it. Like,
For real. Facial expression matters a lot. Like, it does. It shows a lot.
It carries that emotion. Yeah. So it's like, I feel like even in the last few weeks where I've been like, my thoughts have been crazy or like my communication's been off, like I'll go look at your page at times and I'll be like, okay, like it kind of gives me that little reassurance. Like I like to emote. I emote. Yeah. So it's like, these are ways that you can emote maybe like in a healthier way or like a constructive way for myself.
Right.
Uh-huh. So thank you. Of course, no problem. I truly appreciate you taking that step in posting and it's a lot. Cheyenne will tell you, it's a lot to put yourself out there on the internet.
That's my next question. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've put myself out there.
A lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. I've been on reality TV for the past, this year makes 9 years.
Okay.
So since I was 22, mm-hmm. I'm 30 now. And why you look at me like that?
I thought you were younger. I didn't know.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Oh, such a golden age.
At 25, I had 1 year old, and I
Lighted?
Yeah.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I was still a bad girl, but anyway.
yeah, our 25s were 25, very different.
Ooh, I was wild.
I was walking away from a business, like
I was still fucking shit up. Anyway, how do you say fucking shit up?
Say fucking shit, and then you have to spell it out, like U P. Yeah,
y'all, somebody come to my house today because we've had to do all these signs. Okay, but I put a lot of my business out there. I put all my business out there, honestly, and it comes with pros and cons, as I'm sure you know. And it's a lot of people ask like the biggest question, like, you know, what's your pros and cons behind it, but also like, how do you react to the hate? And I get a lot of hate. And I'm sure that when you go viral, you get hate regardless of who you are or where you're at. Like, it doesn't matter if you were on TV. It doesn't matter if you were a stripper. It doesn't matter if you worked at McDonald's. If you go viral, you're going to get hate.
At all time. That's what I had to learn. I mean, I hit 1 million in 2 weeks. That's unheard of. So 1 million followers in 2 weeks. So
wow. Yeah.
After that video went viral?
Yeah, so I was getting 100,000 every day.
I thought to learn how to sign and start doing some videos.
No, I wanted to do content with the kids. Like, I want the kids to really learn. And like, Chad, you're our guy. I don't know if you know this yet.
But, I appreciate that.
I'm not hitting 1 million followers in 2 weeks. This took me 10 years.
I mean,
and I'm barely holding on. Chad,
I'm still trying.
I am. My TikTok is stagnant. 200,000. Can't go nowhere.
I mean, if I made it, then you're going for sure blow up.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm about to learn some sign language.
I'm here for this moment right here. I'm excited.
Like, that's crazy. So, 1 million followers in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What are the pros and cons of going viral?
You're going to get hate. People are going to come out the light. Like, start saying all kinds of reckless stuff in your comments. And what I do? Block them.
Yeah.
Get off my comment.
Is that how you handle the hate, is blocking them?
Yeah, because with like, deaf people, like, I made my mistakes in signing. Like, I already admitted, like, I take full responsibility in my signs that some of them are wrong. Yeah. Because we all not perfect in this world. Like, we all make mistakes.
Hearing people use incorrect words every day. I saw there was a video where people were giving you slack because you shared a sign incorrectly.
Yeah.
And it made me upset because I'm like, we write and we speak and we say the wrong stuff all the time. Right. And people aren't like, oh my God, how dare you use the wrong word altogether.
Right.
So it like it really kind of made me get upset with other people. I don't even know how I got this down this whole rabbit hole of you one day. Uh-huh. And I was like, why are you guys upset? Just be happy that he's like even bringing like he's sharing it. Like right. You guys aren't teaching us the signs or making it interactive. You're not answering the questions or taking the time to like
right.
show people, like rather than attack you, be like, hey, Chad, like, actually, we prefer to use this sign for this word. I was like, there's just so many other ways that people can communicate and get their point across without tearing people down.
Yeah. So I agree with you because a lot of people, especially in the deaf community, they feel like I'm using ASL for clout. And I'm just like, I've been doing the same thing what I've been doing from the start. And I'm definitely still doing, I'm definitely like helping out. Like,
yeah.
I'm not using ASL for clout. Like, yeah, I make money, but it's just like, I'm trying to make it universal. Like, I'm trying to
bridge have the people gaps. Like
you yeah. guys, hard of hearing, I mean, sorry, hearing, communicate with a deaf and hard of hearing person. When that interaction comes, like, you know what to say. Like, even though I say bad words, you could say it without the bad words. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to help you guys have a conversation without writing stuff on the paper, all hands. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Gesture, sign, facial expression, you know? So that's what I do in my video. Yeah, even though it's a little sassy or whatever. But I'm like, it's like, come on now. I'm not doing that for ASL, for clout at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of frustrating. And
even if you were, who cares?
Don't be mad like, he did it first. No.
Who cares? It worked. Like, I feel like you found something that worked for you
yeah.
and you are growing with it. And you would be dumb to not use your platform right now.
Yeah. At all. That's why I'm here. I mean,
so I say go for it. And I think regardless, going. If you do all the signs correctly in the whole wide world, or if you mess up a few, they're still going to be mad at you.
Right.
There's still be people that are going to hate because of whatever reason, jealousy, they didn't do it first. They don't look as cool when they sign. Like, there's all these different reasons.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think it's just interesting to hear that you get a lot of hate, or not a lot of hate, but that
oh,
you.
Oh, a lot.
Okay. A lot of hate from the deaf community.
Yeah. I feel like with the deaf community, it's just so much. But I feel like they need to work on, well, it's the habit of them, but I feel like they need to work on, approaching people, like how a hearing person would approach, like, hey, like, such and such in private or in a private setting or, like, a private conversation or over text, whatnot. But with deaf people, they like to bash you and mock you and say all these reckless stuff in the comments or make a whole video saying all the, like, hateful stuff to you. And it's just, like, it's annoying, but it's, like, damn, like, it's just a lot of jealousy because yeah, they don't want to see you shine. But at the same time, it's just like, I feel like they should do better. Like, there's a lot of different things that in the deaf community that I don't like. And I feel like they need to change those habits. So
it's almost like they feel entitled to the right, I feel language like, in a way. Me,
they feel like it shouldn't be taught, whatnot. But I'm like, I'm trying to make it universal. I'm trying to have the hearing people learn, so when they talk to you guys, it's like it's easier way to communicate. Even though you may not sign fast, like you're just still learning. It's just you're learning the basics, small steps to like and grow from that.
Yeah, but, like not be nervous. I was telling Cheyenne earlier that there was I met a man and he was deaf. It was him and he has a twin brother.
Okay.
And from birth, they're both deaf.
Wow. Okay.
And he asked me out on a date, and I was like, I froze. I froze because I was like, bro, if we're out, in my mind, I was like, if we're out on a date, like, how are we going to communicate? Like, I don't want to just stare at you the whole time. Like, I don't know you like that.
You didn't know, like, the basics at the time or, like?
Like, I can finger spell. Okay. I know, like, some things, but it was still, like, I'm not about to sit here and finger spell for an hour and a half of, like, is this a P or is this a Q? Like,
right.
And then I was like, I don't want to text back and forth. Like, right. I felt so small in that moment where I was like, sign language is accessible to me. Like, if I really wanted to, like, I could go learn some things.
Right.
I had to say no, and I kind of, like, disappeared just because I felt like I didn't handle it correctly because I was, like, I didn't know what to do in that time. And, yeah, so I always wonder about, like, dating within, like, the community. Like, do people stay within the community? They venture out? Like, how does this work Because I know someone else who was actually raised by two deaf parents.
Okay.
And, like, they had a very, you know, it's very interesting.
Like, coder, like, their hearing?
Experience. Both of their parents were completely deaf, and they had, like, three sons. Mm-hmm. And they're all hearing. And,
oh, they're coders, yeah.
Yeah. You said coder?
It's a coder, so that means a child of a deaf adult.
Oh, I watched that movie.
Yeah.
It was so good. Did you guys talk about it earlier?
No, but it's just the way you reacted.
Oh, no, because it was so eye-opening. Like, if you have not seen Coda, go watch Coda.
What is Coda on?
You could watch it, I think, like, Prime Time or something.
Okay.
Something like that.
I've never heard of it, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, but it was showing, like, the experience of, like, yeah, a child of...
A deaf adult.
Okay. A deaf adult. And it was...
Hold on, we're straying away from the number one question.
Sorry.
How is dating in your world?
Ignore me.
Like, for Chad, do you like to date people that are hard of hearing, or do you date... Does it matter to you?
My ex was hard of hearing, and I didn't know. I thought she was hearing.
Wait, hold on. You have to back up. What do you mean you didn't know?
Did she try to pull a quick one on you?
I didn't know until she told me, like probably like a week later. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't have an issue with it. But I was kind of, like, surprised because she, like, spoke well and stuff like that. So, I mean, dating in the deaf and hard of hearing community, in my opinion, I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I feel like they're just hoes. Like, they just, like, I'm just being honest. Like, they be fucking and smacking and all this. Like,
are the girls in both, your DMs?
Go both ways, guys and girls. I'm just like, damn, like, you hit that?
And you're
like,
wait, hold on. The girls are in your DMs or the guys are in your DMs?
What was that?
Are the girls in your DMs?
Oh, I mean, hearing girls, yeah, not the deaf ones, no. Oh. I mean, because of what's going on right now.
Oh,
no.
So they're like, I know, we can't play with Chad right
some,
now?
Yeah, I'll say some hard of hearing and some deaf, yes. But not like a giant amount, no. But,
so who's the hoe? The hard of hearing girls or the non-hard of hearing girls?
All of us.
Or all of them. All of them.
All of them.
I'm a wife.
I mean, they're all of them.
So you're a wife,
yes,
now.
But,
well, I'm not a hoe, but I'm like...
I'm a wife, and... I know that when I became a wife, my whole phase, my wholeness got deleted. That's just how it works.
Yeah. Right.
So I wasn't talking about me as a hoe. I was saying, who's the hoe? Are they all hoes?
Everybody hoe. Like,
everybody's the hoe. I'm like,
damn. Like, I mean, I like, it's crazy because my friend, I remember, he told me the story. Like, they're all in that. This was sophomore year of him. It was sophomore year for him. And they all had, like, condom wrappers on top. Let me tell you, they're different, okay? So
they're different.
So they had condom, like, all stripped on the ceiling of the bathroom. So they'll take one down knowing that they're going to hit. So after the end of the year, they said they had, like, at least six of them left. I was like, damn, like, y'all was tearing it up. Like, like, whoa, like.
Are these things we're going to hear from our sons?
Ew.
Oh, my gosh. I went to an all-girls school, and we were raised in a family full of women, and I have two sons. She has a son. So, like, is this what's going to happen?
You better pay attention. Mm-mm. Ew. So, are you dating right now? Are you in a relationship? Are you single?
I'm single.
You said I'm single.
I'm not dating. I don't have no girlfriend.
No just kids?
No kids. Zero. So I'm grateful for that. Like, you know, I have a lot of friends, or I should say most, that have kids right now. So, I mean, it's just hard to hang out and meet time for each mm-hmm. other, you know? So,
yeah.
How do you spend your time?
TikTok. I play soccer, of course. I'm chill. Like, I'm usually at homebody, but I go out, like, once in a while, you know?
Okay.
But, like, when I go out, like, people recognize me, or, like, even Shaheem. So I'm like, that's cool. But
yeah,
I don't let fame get to me. Like, I'm still the same humble person. Like,
good.
So, yeah.
Good. Chad, where can people find you on TikTok?
You can find me at CH2ADCRB. CRB stands for Certified Rude Boy.
I like this.
So is TikTok your main social media platform, or are you on other platforms?
TikTok my main, but I have, like, Instagram and Twitter, I don't hardly use Twitter, but like Instagram, I use that. And I have a YouTube account, but I don't post on there. But they're all the same name, CH2ADCRB. So that's all right. My username for all of that.
So every week, the way we end our podcast is we ask each other or guests to share either advice, and it can be any kind of advice you ever want to give, or whatever your WTF moment of your week was.
Your what the fuck?
What the fuck moment. Do you want to start, or do you want to, does anyone else want to start?
Well, I'll start with my WTF. My okay. voice is gone.
That's like, sad.
That's sad. Sad. Yeah, the last 3 days I've been on a struggle, and this is the best it's been in the last 3 days.
Yes.
At least you're making progress. That's a good thing.
Yes.
I'm trying to say some good light over here. Thank you. Come on now.
I've had to listen to this voice for the last 3 days, and it does sound better.
It sounds way better.
I am proud way of better. Your progress also.
Yeah. Like, I was nervous today, to be honest, because I wasn't here last week because I was under the weather.
Right.
And I was like, dang, I can't not be here again. I was like, they're just going to get raspy voice and all. But I kind of feel like my sister, Cheyenne, used to have this very raspy voice growing up.
They thought I was going to be a jazz singer.
A jazz singer.
Wow. I'm not. I'm just not. I'm so sorry. A whole
different person from that.
A whole different person.
But yeah, Cheyenne sounded like this in real life for like...
years.
Decades.
For years.
I've been like, ooh, like...
Who's that? Okay, that's all.
Chad, do you have a WTF or do you have advice you want to give?
I feel like my advice is hate is going to hate. They're going to keep shining your name in your light. The more they talk about you, the more you're doing great. So that's my.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that.
What you got for us, Shy?
You know what's crazy is on the way here, I was in an Uber because my car is in the shop. And I was really thinking, like, do I have a WTF or do I have advice? And I could not think of a WTF, which I think is strange sometimes.
We had a great weekend. I lost my voice because we had a great weekend. I did. I didn't need a WTF.
Oh, yeah. It was Ace's happy. Birthday this weekend. We had a good party for him. He had a lot of fun. The boy got way too much shit. Way too much shit.
Too much.
And I really couldn't think, like, what my WTF is. Yeah. Mind you, Ryder's been at her dad's house, and she's normally, like, my WTF moment because she does something crazy or says something crazy. So I'm just, right now at home, it's me and Zach and Ace, and we're just looking at each other, and I'm just looking at them, and they're just looking at me. And we're just fucking staring at the ceiling. But I guess it would be advice. So we've been being really consistent with going to therapy. And I just want to say, like, your mental health is so important. And I feel like I'm finally at this place in my life where I'm prioritizing my mental health. Like, I think my priorities have always been, like, being a good wife, being a good mother, being a good friend.
Being a good daughter.
Putting all my energy into, like, everything else but myself.
Right.
And I am proud of myself for, like, putting energy back into myself. Because I've realized I can't be a good all of these titles if I'm not good, like, mentally. So therapy has really been helping. And I've even tried hypnotherapy. I've have hypnotherapy after this also. And when I told everybody I was doing hypnotherapy, everyone kind of was looking at me like, are you going to quack like a duck? Are you going to bark like this? And
I was like, so hyped.
I'm like, no, I'm not quacking or barking. But if she told me to bark, I probably would. But, like, that's not what I'm doing.
What kind of dog you like?
But
Chihuahua.
It's been really cool. So if you, I say that to say, like, if traditional therapy is not something that you think is for you, there is other type of therapies that you can do. So, like, don't just naturally think, like, movies, how therapy is in, like, the
therapy.
Movie.
Yeah.
There's so many other forms of therapy. So just take care of yourself and your mental health. It's just so important.
I think we should actually have an episode where we talk about different type of therapies. Because, like, Cheyenne was even talking about how, like, Black men, like, talk therapy isn't always, like,
their number one option.
The number one option. Yeah. Right. So there's, like, active ways of doing therapy. So you may have talk therapy, but you may be walking around a track to where it's, like, you're still comfortable, you're still moving. It's not
like,
just
activity-based therapy. So there's so many things out there. You just have to, like, do your research on it, honestly. But that's a whole other topic for another day. But I am so appreciative that you came on.
You guys go and show Chad some love on his TikTok.
Please. Go and learn something today. Yeah. Like, give yourself a treat and learn something. Teach your kids. Share with a friend. And, like,
go leave some hearts on his page, because it seems like he's getting a little bit of hate right now.
Yeah.
And we have a crew that will argue with your crew.
Yes, so, we
do. Oh, I got a lot of followers that got my back. So.
Yes.
Good.
Isn't that, before we end,
isn't that cool?
Doesn't that feel good? There's sometimes where I'll see a hateful comment and someone will be like, you're not going to say anything, you're not going to delete it. I'm like, I'm just going to wait like an hour. I'll come back and they're like, somebody has gone back and forth and did it for me.
Like, literally, I posted the video yesterday about the bad words and stuff like that, and then everyone's like, fuck them, and
yeah,
we don't care what they say. If they don't like it, keep scrolling. Like, yeah, we ask for what you could say for us. I mean, we could say it without the vulgar words, you know, so it's like, we're just asking for what you can give us, so
yeah.
We're grateful for that. So yeah. I'm like,
it's always cool to see people. It's a great feeling for that,
most definitely.
Yeah. I'm appreciative. It's a good feeling. All right.
I want to keep it going.
All right, y'all. Don't forget to follow us at the Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube, and check us out on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to check out Chad. Go leave him some hearts. Let him know that you're from the Think Loud Crew. Tell his crew about our crew, and follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn, and don't forget to turn on your notifications.
Subscribe.
Go leave some reviews.
Chad said, I can't hear what
she cut out. I was like,
what did you just say? All right, I'm done.
Thanks, guys.
Later, y'all.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.